In today's episode, we're joined by Dr. Noah St. John, who is known as the father of affirmations and the creator of Power of Habits for Real Estate Professionals. Dr. Noah has written 25 books. He's been in the coaching business for 30 years. He brings a ton of energy and practical insights to this episode. His story is really moving as well. He was born into poverty and was his family was the poorest in a wealthy neighborhood, so they could see front and center what abundance looked like, even though they weren't experiencing it. And so he talks about how he almost killed himself, and he walks us through how a particular what actually saved his life in that critical moment, and how he built upon that moment and turned his life around. And I mean, just what he really focuses on in this episode is talking about removing the mental trash, getting rid of self-doubt, and working on the inner game that is 90 to 95% of what's really holding us back as far as reaching success. We talk about financial abundance for sure, and how he's helped create $3 billion for his clients in the last 30 years. But you can tell that Dr. Noah, you know, is more about trying to help people experience life to the fullest. It's not just about the money. And he constantly talks about, you know, not wanting to be one of these gurus who shows flashy cars and expensive houses and all this stuff, when in reality, they haven't actually helped anyone. You can tell he's here to add value and help entrepreneurs, real estate investors go from adversity to abundance. I think you're really going to like this episode.
From Adversity to Abundance, hosted by entrepreneur and seasoned real estate investor Jamie Bateman, is the ultimate guide for active and passive investors seeking clarity, mental fitness, and the confidence to make inspired decisions in the world of real estate. With a decade plus of investing experience across various niches and a background as a combat veteran, former Army officer, and multi-million dollar mortgage note company owner, Jamie brings a wealth of knowledge and inspiring stories to each episode. Through weekly episodes featuring insightful interviews with industry leaders and solo explorations of mindset and strategy, listeners will uncover actionable advice and tips to overcome challenges and build lasting financial success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, From Adversity to Abundance is your roadmap to turning obstacles into opportunities and achieving financial freedom.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I am your host, Jamie Bateman, and today we have with us Dr. Noah St. John. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic and happy to be here.
Great. This is going to be exciting. This is going to be a unique episode for sure. I know sometimes we get in the weeds on particular real estate investing strategies and deals, and this one may be a little bit different than our typical episode, which is fantastic. For the listener out there who may be unfamiliar with you, who are you and what is some of the abundance that you're living in today?
Well, my name is Dr. Noah St. John. You can learn more about me, noahstjohn.com. And all my socials, you just Google Noah St. John. That's usually me. Anyway, so I'm known as the father of affirmations and the creator of the 12-week breakthrough. And what I mean by that is I'm known for helping real estate professionals, entrepreneurs, experts from all walks of life to make more in just 12 weeks than they did in the previous 12 months, while also winning back their lives, meaning winning back 1 to 3 hours per day and 4 to 8 weeks per year. So what people get excited about is, yes, of course, everybody wants to make more money, right? But even more exciting is getting your life back, right? Because I know a lot of real estate professionals, real estate investors, they're, you know, working their nose to the grindstone and, you know, hustling and grinding, which is all we hear about from all those gurus out there.
For sure.
Working 14, 16, 18 hours a day, and you're still hitting an income ceiling. So what I'm known for is helping people really break through that income ceiling and get what I like to call hockey stick growth, meaning you're going along like this, and then we put my magic in there, my secret sauce, and then we go, you know, they just go right through the roof. So it's pretty exciting.
That is.
It's really fun.
For sure. And before we jump back into, and I can tell this is going to be both a inspirational and a practically a very beneficial episode, practically speaking, for the listener. Before we jump into your backstory and some of the personal adversity that you've overcome, and likely how you were able to learn these lessons that you're now using to share with others. Speak briefly about, maybe a week. What does a typical week look like for you? Or do you have control of your own schedule? Are you able to, what specifically time freedom or financial freedom are you able to experience today?
Well, yeah, all of the above. And because, as you mentioned, now I am a coach, I'm a business coach, an executive coach. And so, using my own system, I now live in a 6,000 square foot mansion on a hill. I started in a 300 square foot basement apartment in 1997. So going from 300 square foot basement apartment to 6,000 square foot mansion on a hill. And because of what I teach, I was able to actually pay off the mortgage 27 years early on this house. So pretty exciting. So yeah, I mean, I do get to enjoy not only financial freedom, but I feel as importantly, or maybe more importantly, is that time freedom,
For
really
sure.
winning your life back. So I'm definitely a big proponent of that as opposed to the hustle and grinders,
Sure.
which is, what we hear all the time. So I don't know
Absolutely.
about you, but I like to live and enjoy
Yeah,
life.
for sure. No, it's something we talk about on the show quite a bit. And I can tell already that you also get a lot of joy out of adding value to others.
Yes.
And so let's jump back. I mean, paint a picture for our listener. What was your childhood like? What were, financially, family-wise, what were the living conditions? What were you experiencing mentally? What was going on for you as a child?
Well, I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood, and I know that's a total cliche, but it's totally true. I grew up in this little town called Kennebunkport, Maine, which is one of the wealthiest communities in New England, in fact, in the entire country. But my family was dirt poor. And I mean that literally because we lived at the bottom of a dirt road in a drafty, unfinished house that my parents ended up losing to foreclosure when I was just 15 years old. So from a very young age, I was painfully exposed to the gap, the chasm between the haves and the have-nots. The haves was everyone else in the community, and the have-nots was my family. Now, I know everybody listening to this program has heard motivational speakers. They'll get on stage and they'll say something like, "Well, we were poor, but we were happy. We didn't know we were poor." Well, in my family, we freaking knew we were poor because my mother, bless her heart, reminded us every day that we were poor and miserable. So, no, it wasn't happy. It sucked. And
That's
so,
interesting. I just had a guest on the show, I think within the last week or two, who made the same point as far as they didn't know, they didn't know they were
yeah.
poor. They were
Well, we
broke.
knew. We freaking knew. So, no, it was not happy. It sucked. So, anyway, from a very young age, because I, saw the chasm between the haves and the have-nots, I said, "How the heck do I get out of that?" I hated being poor. I just hated that life of poverty and lack and not enoughness because I saw that right down the street, there's great wealth and abundance. So I said, "How the heck do I get from here to there?" Now, of course, there was nothing that we have today, all the internet or all the tools we have today. So I did the only thing I could think of, which is I went to the library and I just read every book in the self-help section. I just immersed myself in the self-help literature, the classics, Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, Stephen Covey. And I read over 300 self-help books, and they all said basically the same thing. Set your goals and think positive and use affirmation. They all say basically the same thing. So I was like, okay. So I really applied myself, really worked hard. But as hard as I tried, as hard as I worked, I just couldn't seem to get it together. So at the age of 25, I actually made a decision to end my life. I made a decision to commit suicide at age 25. Now, at the very last moment, my life was spared, but I didn't know why. And so I realized I've got to find out what am I doing here on Earth? What is my purpose on this planet? Why am I here? And so I didn't know how to answer those questions. So I went back to the library. And this time I went to the spiritual section and I read every book in the spiritual section. I read, hundreds of books in spirituality. And I said, because I've got to find why am I here? Well, fast forward 5 years later to 1997. And that's when I had these epiphanies, and I realized, number one, exactly what was missing in all those books that I'd spent all those years reading. And number two, I realized, oh my gosh, this is my mission on planet Earth, is to tell people exactly what I discovered after reading hundreds and hundreds of self-help and spiritual books. And that actually became my first book, which was called Permission to Succeed. You can see it back there behind me. And that was actually published by the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher in 1999. And now, 25 books later, I'm actually the only author in history that's had works published by Hay House, HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, Mindvalley, Nightingale Conant, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher. No one else on earth, no one in history has ever done that. Not Tony Robbins, not Wayne Dyer, not Deepak Chopra. No, I'm the only person, I'm the only author that's ever done that. So anyway, that's really how it all started. It really started from that pain, that frustration, poverty, to wanting to make something better for my life. And now, of course, I've been able to help a lot of other people do the same.
So you mentioned the essentially that the self-help books had a lot of the same lessons. What about the spiritual books? Were they all very similar, or what did you learn specifically from the spiritual books that you read?
Yeah, I did realize that, most of the religions on planet Earth, they reason that wars start, and many, many arguments start is because of the differences. This group believes in this and this group believes in that. But when you really boil it all down, everybody, every religion is all saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. God is love. God is abundance. God is forgiveness, and et cetera, et cetera. So what I looked for was the similarities of those, and I found that, yeah, they all basically say the same thing. I mean, it might be a little different here, a little different there. If you're looking for differences, you're always going to find them. But if you're looking for similarities, those are actually way, way easier to find, and they're right there. So yeah, it's about having that spirit of joy, of forgiveness, of love, of abundance. And that's really what I, of course, now bring to my teachings.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know even within, say, the Christian faith, a lot of the denominations get hung up on, what may seem like big differences. But if you zoom out a little bit further, they're actually little differences. And at the end, like you said, they are differences because that's what they're looking for to focus on. But okay, so can you add a little more color to how your life was saved? And I guess, did you decide not to? I mean, you made a decision not to end it all. And what was going through your mind at that point?
Well, I do tell that story in my books, the full story, but very briefly, I was going to pull my car into a garage and, just leave the engine running because I read somewhere, this was before the internet, so I read somewhere that or heard it that, you would asphyxiate yourself, and I thought that would be a good way to go because I didn't have a gun, I didn't want to use a knife, I didn't want to make a mess everywhere. And I was living in an apartment, so I didn't have a garage. So I just had this open auto bay. So I literally drove around. I was living in North Hollywood, California. I drove around, and amazingly, I found an open garage that I could have just driven my car in to, and then, pulled the door down and end my life. And I was about to do that. I was literally pulling in to do that when I saw the thing that actually saved my life. And in the corner of the garage, I saw a child's bicycle. And in that moment, what flashed through my mind was an image of a family, a mom, a dad, and a young kid. And they came home. Imagine this. Imagine coming home and finding a stranger's dead body in your garage. And as soon as I saw that, just flashed through my mind, I said, Noah, you can't do this. You cannot do this to these strangers. And of course, I don't know who they were. I'll never know who they were. It just was what happened in that vision. If that bicycle hadn't been there, I don't think I'd be here. So I took that as a sign from God that, okay, I won't do this. But I'm like, well, now what do I do? And then that led to everything. And here we are.
Okay, so talk about, so you told us, essentially from 15 to 25, how did things change for you between 25 and 35?
Well, at age 30 is when I had those epiphanies that I talked about in my first book, Permission to Succeed. So really everything started when I was 30. I started my business in that 300 square foot basement apartment with $800 and a book on HTML. I mean, I had nothing. I had no marketing, no sales, no business experience. The only funnels we had were funnel cakes. So I mean, it was nothing like what we have today. And of course it was on dial up. Everybody remember that, right? From the night. I remember that. So, it was basically just me and Al Gore back then on the internet. Anyway, Some people will get that joke.
Nice.
But anyway,
I
so
got it.
I mean, that's when I started because I realized, wow, this is my mission. This is my message, you know? And, you know, so for the people listening who are wondering, well, you know, how does this apply to me? And
Yeah.
one of the things that I always teach my clients is that, you know, your mess can become your message. You know, for
Sure.
me, I definitely had a big mess. It was, you know, my whole life was a mess. But then I realized, well, wait a minute, this is actually my message, you know, of how I was able to, number one, discover how to get out of that situation. And number two, you know, really put together a systematic approach, a framework, which we now call the Power Habits System. That's the full name. You can see the Power Habits book right there. Anyway, so the Power Habits is now, you know, what I've been teaching for the last 30 years, which is the full name is the Power Habits of Unconsciously Successful People. What I realized is what highly successful people do that they don't even know they're doing, number one, and therefore, number two, they can never teach it to us. So I became the only person, and then, you know, the first person to actually understand and codify and systematize what highly successful people are doing unconsciously. Because everybody else was talking at the conscious level. And
Okay.
it's just like the iceberg principle, right? About
Yeah.
5% of our thoughts, behaviors, and actions as humans are on the conscious level. It's that 5% of the iceberg that you can
Sure.
see, and the vast 95% is what you can't see. So what I teach is the 95%,
Okay.
which is the thing that is in fact holding most people back.
That's really interesting. And I'm glad you're talking about this framework. I mean, I shared with you before we hit record that frankly, I think my podcast for a time period was providing a lot of inspiration, but maybe not enough practical value to the listener as to what to do next. You know, this is someone's amazing story about how they overcame some health scare or they had a plane crash that they never should have lived through or something. But how does that work for, what does that mean for me, the listener? So talk more in depth about the habits, the system that you teach, and what are some of those lessons that maybe two or three of the lessons that you teach that the listener could take right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, so the book is called Power Habits, The New Science for Making Success Automatic. It's right here on page 100 is the full system. I'll just show you here. So there it is right there. There are 11 power habits that are unconscious habits that highly successful people do. So let me give you an example. In fact, I'll give you a very practical example. I was speaking at a seminar in Los Angeles for 1,000 entrepreneurs, business owners, you know, real estate professionals, six, seven, and eight figure earners, you know, so very successful people, right? So I was walking off the stage. I just finished my presentation. A man came up to me out of the audience and he said, "Noah, I want you to coach me. You are the coach I've been looking for." Now, I didn't know this man from Adam. Ironically, his name was Adam. True story. And so I said, "Okay, what's going on?" Now he said, "Well, Noah, you know, I own this company and we've been at seven figures. No, so we're at seven figures, but the problem is we've been stuck at the same level for the past 4 years." He said, "4 years we've been stuck at this, as I call it, income ceiling, right?" So we just keep bashing our head against this income ceiling. And he said, "I have spent so much money on all these marketing guys." He's, you know, named all these marketers. And he said, "I spent tons of money, but we can't break through that income ceiling." And he said, "As soon as I heard you speak about head trash and your foot on the brake and, you know, your story," he said, "I knew that you were the coach that I've been looking for." So he literally decided to hire me on the spot. That's why I love working with high achievers, right? Because they
They
make
take
decisions
action.
quickly and firmly. They don't dilly-dally, don't say, "I got to think about it, I got to talk to my spouse," whatever. They just move. And so he literally hired me on the spot. So anyway, so I coached him and his leadership team for 18 months. In that 18 months, we were able to get his company that had been stuck for the previous 4 years to over 20 million in sales in less than 18 months. That's a 600% growth. Talk about hockey stick growth. You can see his video and many, many others on my website. You can, you know, see his in his own words. But basically, what's exciting about that story and the lesson of that story is that what I helped him with was exactly these power habits, what I call the inner game of success. Now, if you think about success, it really has two elements. And this is my favorite Venn diagram of all time, which is also in the book here. It's right on page 44. I love Venn diagrams. Sorry, a little hard to see. But anyway, on page 44, I talk about this, and this is really one of the main reasons that I've helped my clients make over $3 billion over the last 30 years. 3 billion. That means we've helped people add six figures, seven figures, even eight figures and more, using my Power Habit system. So the point is, the two circles there are inner game and outer game. Now, inner game is everything that happens between your ears, right? Everything that is here that you can't see directly, but it affects everything that you do. So, like as a keynote speaker, I'm a coach and a keynote speaker. So, like I get to speak at real estate conferences all around the country. And one of the things I like to ask my audience members is, what is one area of your life where your beliefs don't affect you? And here's what people say. They go, and I go, exactly. There's no
Right,
place your
there is
beliefs don't
one.
affect you,
Right.
right? Your
Sure.
beliefs affect your health, your stress, right? Your
Sure.
peace of mind. That your health, your beliefs affect your wealth, right? Your
Yeah.
money, your income, your whether you get that promotion or not, whether you start a business or whether you procrastinate or whatever that is.
Right.
And
Right.
then also your relationships, right? Your business relationships, personal
Right.
relationships, family relationships, and so on, right? So there's no place your beliefs don't affect you. But here's the funny thing, you can't see a belief. You can only see the effects of a belief, right? That's why you could be doing well in one area of your life, but maybe you're stuck or struggling in another. For example, maybe your health is really good, but you're not making the money you want, or
Right.
vice versa. Maybe you're making great money, but your health is suffering, or your relationships, right? So it's not cookie cutter, one size fits all. It's a very
Sure.
customized, personalized approach that we
Right.
have with, our
Right. Right.
coaching.
Yeah.
All right, so that's your inner game, but then you also have your outer game. Now, your outer game is everything you can see directly, right? So in business, that would be your marketing, your sales, your customer service, all
Yeah.
that public-facing stuff. Now, what's so funny, like going back to Adam's the example I just gave you, is he had spent tons of money on the outer game. And it got him to seven figures. Not
Sure.
bad, nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But he knew he was capable of more, but he could never break through just focused on and spending money on outer game. So it wasn't until I taught him how to master his inner game, boom, that's when the hockey stick growth
Interesting.
happened. And that's happened countless times, literally
Yeah.
thousands of times for
Wow.
my.
A couple of things. One, I do mentorship for mortgage note investors. It's a very small niche within the real estate investing space. And I love that you mentioned it's a customized approach, and that's what we do as well, because it's fine to have training and communities, and that those are great for sure. And they serve a different purpose though from what we provide, because everyone's experience level is different. Their history is different, and their goals are different. So having that customized approach, I think, is a fantastic way to go. Another question for you. There are a ton of gurus out there, and a lot of them, I mean, I think there a lot of them offer a lot of benefit, but some of the I guess negative the cr criticism of gurus and coaches and mentors and things like that can be that they haven't done it themselves, or their entire business is based on coaching others. So what would you say in your case, why should the listener listen to you? I understand your personal backstory, which, I mean, that's very, very strong for sure. But what would you say are your credentials as far as, applying these lessons yourself?
Well, I mean, if you go to coachingwithnoah.com, you'll see hundreds of case studies. And so, I am, I have a PhD in
Yeah.
pastoral counseling psychology. So yes, I am
Sure.
Dr. Noah St. John.
Right.
My PhD is in pastoral counseling psychology. But who cares? I mean, really, nobody gives a shit because the only thing people care about is, what are you going to do for me?
Results. Yeah, that's true.
Right? So there you
Sure.
go. So I say go to coachingwithnoah.com. And then after you do that, go to breakthroughwithnoah.com and book a call with me or one of my coaches. And it's a 15-minute business breakthrough evaluation. What we do is we look at your business, and in 15 minutes, we look at your number one block, and then we give you a three-step plan so you can break through that block and get that hockey stick growth like I've
Sure.
been talking about, like I've given examples of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, the results is all that people care about.
Sure.
Has it worked? And you mentioned, I love that you talked about gurus because I spent over $500,000 on all those guys only to find out they can't teach their way out of a paper bag. There's no there. And so what I realized is they're great at selling hype. They're
Yeah.
great at self-promotion. They're great at
Sure.
self-marketing. Hey, look at me. Look how cool I am. Look at my jet. Look at my boat. Look at my Ferrari. Hey,
Right.
that's great, dude. Have you helped anyone else? And the
Right.
answer is usually, So
No.
look, I've done well. I mean, I'm
Sure.
doing fine.
Right.
But who cares? It's all about, have you helped anyone? Have you helped other people get results? That's why I
Right.
just talked about Adam going from 4 million to 20 million in 18 months. 18 months. Another client, Charles, I helped, he hired me. He literally paid me 100 grand to help him add $1 million in 12 months. And as it turns out, I didn't help him add $1 million in 12 months. Instead, I added 1.8 million in 10 months.
Wow.
So he gave me a dollar. I gave him $18 back. You're welcome.
Nice. No,
Another
and
client, Brian, was in Boston when we started. Now he lives in Aruba. Aruba, Boston to Aruba. You're welcome. So it goes
Right.
on and on.
Got it. No, that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate you taking that question. And I'll also add that in if you look at, say, athletics, for example, most of the great coaches were not phenomenal players. And I'm not saying you're not great at what with your own situation, but maybe a real estate investor listening to this show might say, well, Dr. Noah's not talking to me about real estate. I don't understand, how can he tell me, how to grow my business? But if you look at athletics, like Bill Belichick, for example, some might argue that Tom Brady was the reason for his success, but ultimately he was a phenomenal coach and probably not a very good football player. So I'm just making the point that coaching is a whole separate skill set, and it's an incredibly valuable thing to bring to the table to, be able to add value to someone else who may be more of an expert in that particular niche, say real estate, single family, residential real estate investing, something like that. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's funny you mention that because I've helped my clients make hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate, and I don't teach how to make money in real estate. What I do is I teach you how to stop stopping yourself from making money in real estate.
Got it.
Right? So what's beautiful is I just talked about inner game and outer game, right? So someone like you that's teaching the nuts and bolts of real estate, here's what to do, here's all that. I don't know any of that stuff because what I fix is this thing called the human brain. Last time I checked, most realtors are humans. Most of them. So, and most people, last time I checked, have what this thing called a brain, which means you have this thing called head trash. Now, we haven't really talked about that yet, but that's, what I've written 25 books about. I've basically written 25 books on this one subject, which is how to take out your head trash, how to take out the trash in your head that's holding you back from making the money you just said you wanted. All right.
Got
So
it.
that is, in fact, the point. So what's beautiful is when you put, your stuff or someone else is who's teaching the nuts and bolts of real estate investing with my stuff, which is how to stop stopping yourself from money, making money in real estate investing, boom, you literally become unstoppable. And that's what I've helped so many clients do. I mean, another example is Brittany, and she when she came to me, she was doing well, doing fine, but still hitting that income ceiling. After taking my coaching, she created a $40 million business in Nashville, and now, and this is going to sound like I'm making it up, and I'm not making it up, she owns her own island in the Caribbean. So you're welcome again. I mean, the stories, the examples go on and on. That's incredible.
I actually think I've had her on on my show.
That's that Brittany. Yep, she's very famous now.
I will actually, we can link to that episode in these show
Yep.
notes. That was a phenomenal, her story
She's
is
amazing.
phenomenal. So, that's awesome. And like you said earlier, that our beliefs affect everything. That's a really good way to frame
That's
it
right.
too. I mean, there's nothing that our beliefs don't aren't impacting.
That's right.
So, fantastic. So, any other with your own personal story, are there any other lessons you've learned along the way in handling adversity that you think may be beneficial for our listener?
The reason I laughed is because of what we were just talking about with gurus. And the advice I always give is do your homework. Do your homework. I told you, I mentioned a moment ago, I spent over $500,000 with all these clowns. I wish I would have done my homework. All right. Because what I did was what most people do is they buy into the hype, right? And they buy into those sexy images. And why do you think those guys are doing that? Because it works. You go, oh, I want a boat. Ooh, I want a jet. I want a helicopter. It's like a hypnosis, right? That's exactly what it is, in fact. Anyway, so, but I didn't do my homework. I really didn't do a good enough job of have, okay. And I was really serious what I said earlier. Have you helped anyone? Okay. I get you're rich. Yay for you. Who cares? All right.
Right.
What about the rest of us who want your help to get where you are? Have you helped anyone? Right. So that's why when you go to coachingwithnoah.com or breakthroughwithnoah.com, I give you a million success stories because it's not about me. Yes, I'm doing well. That's fine. Great.
Right.
But what about all the people that I've helped? That's how you know that that person, that coach, that mentor has a framework, a system. That's what you want to look for, a framework. That means that anybody can plug in, whether you're making five figures, six figures, or seven figures, we help you get to that next level because of the framework, not because of the personality of that guy. It's because of the system that does the work.
Right. Got it. Makes a lot of sense. All right. You ready for some rapid fire questions?
Always am.
This one does trip people up sometimes, but what is one thing that people misunderstand about you, Noah?
I think they think that I am too confident because of the way that I talk. But the reason I talk like this is because my stuff works. My framework works. The system works. I've proven it thousands and thousands of times.
Yeah.
And so that's how I know that. So believe me, I wasn't a confident person. You know, I told you my backstory, but
right,
I mean, you know, in high school, I had a face full of acne, Coke bottle glasses, and I didn't have shoulder length hair, I had shoulder width hair. Okay. So
nice.
I had zero self-confidence back, you know, in high school and growing up. So this is not natural for me. I had to grow into it, but that's the thing. You know, they say fake it till you make it. I don't agree with that. I think you need something that you know works, and that's how you have true confidence.
Great. That makes a lot of sense. I love that. Looking back, what's one of your biggest failures and what did you learn from it?
Oh, brother. I stayed with the wrong person for too long.
Okay.
You know, and sadly, I stayed over 4 years with a person who, and this will sound like I'm making it up too, but I'm not. You know, she would tell me every day that I, you know, was no good and I would be nothing without her. And I literally got, you know, emotionally abused every day for over 4 years. And I look back and I go, how could you possibly stay in that? I mean, I wouldn't be in that situation for 5 minutes now.
Right.
You
right.
know, but that I didn't have, you know, good role models in that sense. So you know, now my wife that I've been with for 18 years now, we just celebrated our 14 year wedding anniversary.
Oh,
she builds
congrats.
Me up every day. So that's
nice.
Something you want to look for is someone who builds you up, not someone who tears you down.
That's a critical thing for sure.
Yeah.
If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self some advice, what would that be?
Go into marketing. Study marketing.
Okay.
Marketing is everything and everything. There is nothing else but marketing. I didn't even know what the word marketing meant until I was about 30 years old. I was like, what? I honestly never heard of it.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, what? Marketing? What's that? You know, I thought if you were just a good person and did good work, then people would find you. Not so much, you know, rats. You know, meanwhile, you get all these great marketers who have nothing. There's no there. They're just selling air. And it's like, oh my God, how did they get there? Marketing. So I'm like, gosh, yeah, I wish I could go back and do that.
If you could have coffee or a drink with any historical figure, whom would you choose?
Oh, that's an easy one. That'd be Dr. Stephen Covey. He's my
nice.
Inspiration for getting into this industry. He, of course, wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah.
And amazingly, I actually got the opportunity to interview Dr. Covey by phone before he sadly passed away several years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he was amazing. And I just a wonderful guy. And I wish I could spend more time with him. So that would be my
answer.
Person.
If you were given $10 million personally tomorrow, what would you do with it? No strings attached.
I'd spend it on marketing.
Okay. Nice.
I mean, because more people need to know what I teach and what I do so I can help more people. That's why I started this business 30 years ago in a 300 square foot basement apartment, to help people, make a difference.
Nice.
And, you know, I just want to get the word out and frankly help more people, because a lot of people have written to me and said, you know, they read one of my books and decided not to take their own lives, you know, or I've saved marriages and, of course, helped people make over $3 billion. Yay, that's great. But more, it's
more
really
life
about
than
people's lives.
Sure. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Maybe separate from marketing, but what is a challenge that you're facing in your business right now?
It's always marketing. There is nothing else.
Okay.
It's only marketing. So no, I am not a natural marketer. I'm a natural teacher. I wish I was a great marketer. You know, I'm an okay marketer, but you know, that's That's where I am. And that's like, no, there's only marketing. There is nothing else. And that's sad. Honestly, it's sad. I hate
Well, I do. I
saying
was going to
it.
say, I do think that's better than the opposite.
Well, that, yeah.
But
But unfortunately, those guys, are taking all the air in the room. And it's tough. I'm like, hello, hello, right here, guys.
So for the real estate investor who may be younger and just getting started, and maybe they're trying to figure out their path, passive or active, or should I go, multifamily or single family, or should I even do real estate investing? How do they determine? There's so many paths they could take, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed. What advice would you give to that person?
I would say what I have already mentioned, which is just do your homework. There is, and make sure whatever you decide, make sure that you are doing the inner game along with the outer game, right? So, I teach inner game. I've been doing it 30 years, help people make $3 billion. So yeah, if you want to come to me, I've given you plenty of resources. You can go to my website. I've given a lot of links there, but just noahstjohn.com. That's the easiest thing to remember, and tons of resources there. So that's, you can get your inner game handled. And as far as the outer game, yeah, you just have to, I would say choose the right teacher in that area as well. Make sure that whoever you're following knows what they're doing, number one. And number two, has a system. So it's not about a personality, because the personalities in this industry are very big. Well, guess what? What if you don't have that personality, right? Then you're out of luck. So you need to find the teachers who have a system that you can just plug and play, fill in the blanks, boom. That's what we do on the inner game. So make sure you find that on the outer game as well.
Speaking of the inner game, what would you say is a tactic or strategy that you use that may be controversial or just different from the rest of the industry?
Well, that's what I've made my living on these past 30 years, is being controversial, is flipping traditional success literature on its head. One very simple one is my teaching of affirmations. And no, I'm not saying it wrong. It's affirmations, not affirmations. That's my book from Hay House called The Book of Affirmations. You can go to affirmations, affirmations. And that is one of my discoveries. I discovered this is why the old affirmation way does not work for most people. So I discovered affirmations, and just using my affirmations method has literally changed millions of lives all around the world. So again, you can go to affirmations.com, learn more about
And
that.
briefly, what is the
So an
difference?
affirmation is an empowering question that immediately changes your subconscious thought patterns from negative to positive. An affirmation, as of course we all know, is a statement, but we tend to not believe the statements. So I discovered these in 1997, my affirmations method, and you're literally flipping traditional success literature on its head, and it's incredibly powerful and incredibly effective.
I'm not gonna lie, the first when I read through your bio before the show, I thought maybe your assistant had
Everybody says
misspelled
that.
it. So
Nope,
that's
it's the
really,
new word that I invented 30
there
years
you
ago.
go. Awesome. Where are you looking to go with your business? Just scale what you have going on, or
Oh yeah.
anything?
Well, we're really my family, actually, we're building a new AI agent or AI automation part of our business. So we're really excited about that. AI is, of course, taking over everything. And there's really, I believe this, that there's going to be two kinds of business owners over the next 5 years: those that employ AI and those that are out of business. Sad to say, but so we're absolutely scaling that up very quickly now. And there's a lot of amazing tools that enable any business owner to really get so much more done in such a shorter amount of time, number one, but of course, much, much less expense. So,
For
and
sure.
in ways that are actually staggering. So I've been online, for over 30 years. I remember getting my first email in 1995. So, it's been 30 years now. And so I've seen it all when it comes to the internet and things like that. But this is the next revolution, is the artificial intelligence revolution. So I said that to my wife 2 years ago. I said, honey, I was here for the internet revolution. Well, this is the AI revolution, and it's here to stay, and it ain't going anywhere but up.
Yeah, it seems like in the last 6 months, it's really taken off as far as its
Yes.
practicality and effectiveness.
And it's only going to accelerate.
What is a book or two that you can recommend besides one of your own for our listener?
Oh, I'll go back to what I said a moment ago. 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That was my inspiration for getting this business. It's a seminal work and something I think everyone should read.
Fantastic. Dr. Noah, what is one question that you'd wish I had asked, but I haven't?
I think you covered it all, my man. I mean, you really covered it. And I think we got into a lot of really good stories, examples, and case studies. And I think we did a great job here.
Awesome. Well, you made it easy for me, that's for sure.
Thank you.
So, where can our listeners reach out to you? You mentioned a couple, websites and things. Where can they find your book and get in touch with you or your team?
Yeah, if you go to breakthroughwithnoah.com, easy to remember, I'm known as the breakthrough coach. So breakthroughwithnoah.com, you can, schedule that breakthrough evaluation with me or one of my coaches. And my main website, noahstjohn.com. Oh, and by the way, we do have a new custom GPT, speaking of AI, that is called the $1 Million Business Gap Finder. And basically, it shows you the gap between where you are and where you want to be in your business. And you can actually get that at freegiftfromnoah.com. Easy to remember.
There you go.
Freegiftfromnoah.com. That's all there. But just go to noahstjohn.com. That's the hub, and you can see everything we have.
Fantastic. Dr. Noah St. John, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a really jam-packed episode with both inspiration and a ton of practical tips for sure. So thank you so much for spending your time with us.
My pleasure.
And to the listener, thank you for spending your most valuable resource with us, and that is your time. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
Are you ready to transform your financial future through mortgage note investing? Hi, I'm Jamie Bateman, host of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. As a passionate entrepreneur myself and real estate investor myself, I've dedicated my career to empowering investors like you. Join my mentorship program tailored to meet your unique business objectives with a very small financial commitment to get started. Gain access to my personal experience, trusted consultants and vendors, and receive customized mentoring services. You'll get hands-on guidance on everything from determining your buy box and reviewing your bidding processes to managing notes with third-party servicers, handling collateral, and much more. Don't wait. Visit LabradorLending.com to start your journey to abundance today. Let's unlock your full potential together.